I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. Believers in Israel are clinging to gospel hope while grappling with the reality of terror inflicted by Hamas.
This terrorist group, they are sanctifying death.
Pastor Tess Kasai serves the Bet Hillel congregation in Ashdod. He points to one source of hope for his nation.
The only solution is Yeshua.
Pastor Kasai says people in his congregation watch events unfold and come away from their news feeds full of fear.
There are a lot of questions, but when they are coming to the church, the only thing that we are talking about is hope in Yeshua.
Please pray for God's spirit of unity in this time of turbulence and division, and pray that lost Israelis would come to Christ. Find more prayer points online at missionnews.org. Meanwhile, Shadi Tarzi was a young boy when the Arab Spring turned his life in Syria upside down. By 2012, his family fled to Lebanon. Overwhelmed, Shadi found biblical hope watching the Sat7 Kids channel. Years later, God opened the door for Shadi to be a host on Sat7 Kids. Today, Shadi has lived through two conflicts as Israel's war with Hezbollah rattled Lebanon. Yet Joe Willie with Sat7 says Shadi is using his platform to encourage children.
This person, instead of saying, "Oh, wait, God, why me?" This person is presenting and saying, "I understand what you are going through. I have lived through it, and I'm living through it again, and there is no hope like the hope that Christ gives."
Praise God for his work in the hearts of kids in Lebanon through Sat7. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.